a week ago, a phone call took place between the Joker and Justice. Justice wanted to squash the beef between the two so the Joker wouldn't be afraid to appear and battle him live on stage at an event, of course, which Justice would coordinate. Now, if Justice coordinates this event, it would follow. He would be the primary benefactor of all monetary profits generated by the event. So, in essence, he wants the Joker to come battle him to put money in his pocket. I don't think so!
It finally happened. Everyone was waiting for it. You like to cook the beef stew, but ain't got the muscle it takes to pour it. You woke a sleeping giant. Yeah, I'm straight enormous. You can feel the ground shaking from me in my basement snoring. There's a reason my reputation precedes me, it's cause I'm beastly and I smash bitches like you easily. I might be cheesy, but Joker's like a Ouija. If you an MC and you can't touch me, you can't read me. I'm about to play some power chords, negate your crowd reports, start sniffing out the wackest hater with the brownest drawers. The chickens always get to dissing when the falcon soars. What I see right through you motherfuckers like shower doors. I outweigh you, outright you, outthink you, I outspit you, and when I fart, I outstink you. And guess what? I'm coming at you and I'm gonna catch you. I didn't wanna smash you, but I guess I'm gonna have to, cause you don't know where to draw the line. You just like to press buttons, called you a chicken, said quit the bitching, but you kept clucking. I put your money where your mouth is and bet something. Your head's so fucking big, I hear your neck buckling. You're not knowing me, I'm ready for anything you can throw at me. From on wax to spoken word poetry, on stage, off stage, guns, rocks, blades, pitless grenades. You trying to slander me socially, it doesn't matter. Joker's the Mad Hatter with a chocolate lab bladder, pissing on you fire hydrant ass rappers. I stop shit, I ain't having it. I can reach up and stop a helicopter rotor blade just by grabbing it. I ain't loyal to friends, you're just mad cause nothing you've written's been worthy to be bitten like foil that cringe. The turmoil begins, but you couldn't go toe to toe with me if we were Siamese twins, joined at the shins.
Oh man, what a line, what a line, what a line.
You think this is a gimmick? You're not with this corny gimmick shit? You're fucking 30 years old and still talking about running up on people for saying shit like you need to defend your manhood or something. Allow me to break down what's really going on since nobody else wants to do it. Listen, you wax spark, you can't accept the rap career's a bit impractical. You've been my homie's MySpace page? Shit is laughable. It's cool you've been at it for 12 years. In fact, it's admirable. But all you got from it's a drug habit and lack of capital. You've opened up for national, sold tickets and packed bars, but A&Rs show up and roll quicker than NASCARs. You don't leave an impression, you don't even leave a stench. You can stomp through powdered snow and not even leave prints. Now you might pick up a couple weak-spirited motherfuckers here and there from your tenured appearance and supple hustle, but the real spitters ain't filling the crap you try and publish. Endless lines of mindless rubbish with poorly designed covers. You're a dime a dozen, punk struggling, rhyming puppet, stuck up in a cloud of smug and unable to rise above it. You front like you're running shit, but inside you cry and covered. You're the poster child for modern suburban cyber thug injustice. Yeah, I said your name, bitch, do something about it. I've been hunkered down in my bunker, but I'm busting out, you fucking coward. Random internet slander under the guise of honor, acting like you got something invested in Cavi's involvement. It's sad to acknowledge the Cavi beef, cause it's obvious. It ain't about the beef, it's my stature you got a problem with. I'm the rapper who leaves other rappers aghast and appalled. I'll make you question if you should even be rapping at all. If I'm Eminem, you're not even the Dirty Dozen, just a 30-something getting murdered by the nerdy youngin'. You paying attention? This is how you supposed to rhyme, homie. You had your chance, 09, it's Joker's time only. So put me up against a cheetah, I can sprint faster. Threaten me, I'll just collapse in intense laughter. I don't flinch, bastards. You can hit me with a wrecking ball, I wouldn't move a thousandth of an inch backwards. I'm on to you, blind, your little convoluted chronicle, wanting a joke to come play the dope in your little carnival, please. Homie, real niggas recognize real, so when real spitters hit a joke, I reckon they like ill. It ain't jealous resentment, just mutual shrugs and acknowledgement. We open that hand and pass love through the palm of it. You just bit it cause you ain't make the club, you're an alternate. And now you got bigger problems than Obama's economist. I called you out back in August, you didn't respond to it. Now you request my presence for you to make a dollar with? Fuck that, that's a bunch of bullshit and I'm calling it. I know you unsure if you feel threatened, I ain't gonna fall for it. Coming at me on some street shit, you can swallow it. All the niggas I know all the niggas you mobbing with. The Source magazine, party your club miss, following Pete Thorough around like a couple groupies stalking him. He told me about you two running up on his ass, shocking him like a couple fans with his fam standing there watching it. So if you say it ain't happened, you're calling him a liar. And in that case, you got an entire empire to brawl against. And you the one to kick off the Arizona apocalypse. I've never claimed to be street, but everyone on my roster is. That's why I see through your little brass, glass cocking it straight. Motherfuckers don't need to talk, cause they're walking it. But in the case of bitches like you, it's just the opposite. You got a bigger mouth than a yawning hippopotamus, talking to blah to the Arizona Beats populace from a corner cubicle of your job's corporate offices. But all your talking yielded you an unintended consequence. A landmine was planted and you just stumbled onto him. So here's the official decree, I recommend you honor it. Any rapper step in the joke, I murder him. I promise this ain't a gimmick, I ain't fucking around. I ain't some insecure producer dressed up as a clown. I ain't some punk bitch who's never felt the pain of the streets. I know exactly what I'm doing when I'm painting my cheeks. I'm painting
Ha ha ha!